The Book of Tobias, the 17th book of the Douay-Cham Bible. This book takes its name from the holy man Tobias, whose wonderful virtues are herein recorded. It contains most excellent documents of great piety, extraordinary patience, and of a perfect resignation to the will of God. His humble prayer was heard, and the angel Raphael was sent to relieve him. He is thankful and praises the Lord, calling on the children of Israel to do the same. Having lived to the age of 102 years, he exhorts his son and grandsons to piety, foretells the destruction of Nineveh and the rebuilding of Jerusalem. He dies happily. Tobias, Chapter 1. Tobias's early piety, his works of mercy, particularly in burying the dead. Tobias of the tribe and city of Naphtali, which is in the upper parts of Galilee above Naasson, beyond the way that leadeth to the west, having on the right hand the city of Sephet. When he was made captive in the days of Salmanasar, king of the Assyrians, even in his captivity forsook not the way of truth, but every day gave all he could to his brethren, his fellow captives, that were his kindred. And when he was younger than any of the tribe of Naphtali, yet did he no childish thing in his work. Moreover, when all went to the golden calves which Jeroboam, king of Israel, had made, he alone fled the company of all, and went to Jerusalem to the temple of the Lord, and there adored the Lord God of Israel, offering faithfully all his first fruits and his tithes. So that in the third year he gave all his tithes to the proselytes and strangers. These and such like things did he observe when but a boy according to the law of God. But when he was a man, he took to wife Anna of his own tribe, and had a son by her, whom he called after his own name. And from his infancy he taught him to fear God, and to abstain from all sin. And when by the captivity he with his wife and his son and all his tribe was come to the city of Nineveh, when all ate of the meats of the Gentiles, he kept his soul, and never was defiled with their meats. And because he was mindful of the Lord with all his heart, God gave him favor in the sight of Salmanasar the king. And he gave him leave to go whithersoever he would, with liberty to do whatever he had a mind. He therefore went to all that were in captivity, and gave them wholesome admonitions. And when he was come to Rages, a city of the Medes, and had 10 talents of silver, of that with which he had been honored by the king, and when amongst a great multitude of his kindred, he saw Gabalus in want, who was one of his tribe, taking a note of his hand, he gave him the aforesaid sum of money. But after a long time, Salmanasar, the king being dead, when Sennacherib, his son, who reigned in his place, had a hatred for the children of Israel, Tobias daily went among his kindred and comforted them, and distributed to every one as he was able out of his goods. He fed the hungry, and gave clothes to the naked, and was careful to bury the dead and they that were slain. And when King Sennacherib was come back, fleeing from Judea, by reason of the slaughter that God had made about him for his blasphemy, and being angry slew many of the children of Israel, Tobias buried their bodies, but when it was told the king, he commanded him to be slain, and took away all his substance. But Tobias, fleeing naked, away with his son and with his wife, lay concealed, for many loved him. But after 45 days the king was killed by his own sons, and Tobias returned to his house, and all his substance was restored to him. Tobias Chapter 2. Tobias leaveth his dinner to bury the dead. He loseth his sight by God's permission for manifestation of his patience. But after this, when there was a festival of the Lord, and a good dinner was prepared in Tobias's house, he said to his son, Go, and bring some of our tribe that fear God, to feast with us. And when he had gone, returning he told him, that one of the children of Israel lay slain in the street, and he forthwith leaped up from his place at the table, and left his dinner, and came fasting to the body, and taking it up, carried it privately to his house, that after the sun was down he might bury him cautiously. And when he had hid the body, he ate bread with mourning and fear, remembering the word which the Lord spoke by Amos the prophet, "Your festival days shall be turned into lamentation and mourning." So when the sun was down, he went and buried him. Now all his neighbors blamed him, saying, "Once already commandment was given for thee to be slain because of this matter, and thou didst scarce escape the sentence of death, and dost thou again bury the dead?" But Tobias, fearing God more than the king, carried off the bodies of them that were slain, and hid them in his house, and at midnight buried them. Now it happened one day that, being wearied with burying, he came to his house, and cast himself down by the wall, and slept. And as he was sleeping, hot dung out of a swallow's nest fell upon his eyes, and he was made blind. Now this trial the Lord therefore permitted to happen to him, that an example might be given to posterity of his patience, as also of holy Job. For whereas he had always feared God from his infancy, and kept his commandments, he repined not against God because the evil of blindness had befallen him, but continued immovable in the fear of God, giving thanks to God all the days of his life. For as the kings insulted over holy Job, so his relations and kinsmen mocked at his life, saying, "Where is thy hope for which thou givest alms and buriest the dead?" But Tobias rebuked them, saying, "Speak not so, for we are the children of saints, and look for that life which God will give to those that never change their faith from him." Now Anna his wife went daily to weaving work, and she brought home what she could get for their living by the labor of her hands. Whereby it came to pass that she received a young kid and brought it home, and when her husband heard it bleeding, he said, "Take heed, lest perhaps it be stolen. Restore ye it to its owners, for it is not lawful for us either to eat or to touch anything that cometh by theft." At these words his wife, being angry, answered, "It is evident the hope is come to nothing, and thy alms now appear." And with these and other such like words she upbraided him. Notes for verse 15, referring to the kings. So Job's three friends are here called, because they were princes in their respective territories. Tobias chapter 3. The prayer of Tobias and of Sarah and their several afflictions are heard by God, and the angel Raphael is sent to relieve them. Then Tobias sighed, and began to pray with tears, saying, "Thou art just, O Lord, and all thy judgments are just, and all thy ways mercy, and truth, and judgment. And now, O Lord, think of me, and take not revenge of my sins, neither remember my offences, nor those of my parents. For we have not obeyed thy commandments, therefore are we delivered to spoil and to captivity and death, and are made a fable and a reproach to all nations amongst which thou hast scattered us. And now, O Lord, great are thy judgments, because we have not done according to thy precepts, and have not walked sincerely before thee. And now, O Lord, do with me according to thy will, and command my spirit to be received in peace, for it is better for me to die than to live." Now it happened on the same day that Sarah, daughter of Raguel, in Rages, a city of the Medes, received a reproach from one of her father's servant-maids, because she had been given to seven husbands, and a devil named Asmodeus had killed them at their first going in unto her. So when she reproved of the maid for her fault, she answered her, saying, "May we never see son or daughter of thee upon the earth, thou murderer of thy husbands. Wilt thou kill me also, as thou hast already killed seven husbands?" At these words she went into an upper chamber of her house, and for 3 days and 3 nights did neither eat nor drink, but continuing in prayer with tears besought God that he would deliver her from this reproach. And it came to pass on the third day, when she was making an end of her prayer, blessing the Lord, she said, Blessed is thy name, O God of our fathers, who when thou hast been angry, will show mercy, and in the time of tribulation forgivest the sins of them that call upon thee. To thee, O Lord, I turn my face, to thee I direct my eyes. I beg, O Lord, that thou loose me from the bond of this reproach, or else take me away from the earth. Thou knowest, O Lord, that I never coveted a husband, and have kept my soul clean from all lust. Never have I joined myself with them that play, neither have I made myself partaker with them that walk in lightness. But a husband I consented to take, with thy fear, not with my lust. And either I was unworthy of them, or they perhaps were not worthy of me. Because perhaps thou hast kept me for another man, for thy counsel is not in man's power. But this every one is sure of that worship thee, that his life, if it be under trial, shall be crowned, and if it be under tribulation, it shall be delivered. And if it be under correction, it shall be allowed to come to thy mercy. For thou art not delighted in our being lost, because after a storm thou makest a calm, and after tears and weeping thou pourest in joyfulness. Be thy name, O God of Israel, blessed for ever. At that time the prayers of them both were heard in the sight of the glory of the Most High God. And the holy angel of the Lord, Raphael, was sent to heal them both, whose prayers at one time were rehearsed in the sight of the Lord. Notes for verse 7, referring to Rages. In the Greek it is Ecbatana, which was also called Rages, for there were two cities in Medea of the name of Rages. Raguel dwelt in one of them, and Gabalus in the other. Tobias chapter 4. Tobias, thinking he shall die, giveth his son godly admonitions, and telleth him of money he had lent to a friend. Therefore, when Tobias thought that his prayer was heard that he might die, he called to him Tobias his son, and said to him, Hear, my son, the words of my mouth, and lay them as a foundation in thy heart. When God shall take my soul, thou shalt bury my body, and thou shalt honor thy mother all the days of her life. For thou must be mindful what and how great perils she suffered for thee in her womb. And when she also shall have ended the time of her life, bury her by me. And all the days of thy life have God in thy mind, and take heed thou never consent to sin, nor transgress the commandments of the Lord our God. Give alms out of thy substance, and turn not away thy face from any poor person, for so it shall come to pass that the face of the Lord shall not be turned from thee. According to thy ability be merciful. If thou have much, give abundantly. If thou have little, take care even so to bestow willingly a little. For thus thou storest up to thyself a good reward for the day of necessity. For alms deliver from all sin, and from death, and will not suffer the soul to go into darkness. Alms shall be a great confidence before the Most High God to all them that give it. Take heed to keep thyself, my son, from all fornication, and beside thy wife never endure to know a crime. Never suffer pride to reign in thy mind or in thy words, for from it all perdition took its beginning. If any man hath done any work for thee, immediately pay him his hire, and let not the wages of thy hired servant stay with thee at all. See thou never do to another what thou wouldst hate to have done to thee by another. Eat thy bread with the hungry and the needy, and with thy garments cover the naked. Lay out thy bread and thy wine upon the burial of a just man, and do not eat and drink thereof with the wicked. Seek counsel always of a wise man. Bless God at all times, and desire of him to direct thy ways, and that all thy counsels may abide in him. I tell thee also, my son, that I lent 10 talents of silver, while thou wast yet a child, to Gabalus in Rages, a city of the Medes, and I have a note of his hand with me. Now therefore inquire how thou mayest go to him, and receive of him the aforesaid sum of money, and restore to him the note of his hand. Fear not, my son. We lead indeed a poor life, but we shall have many good things if we fear God, and depart from all sin, and do that which is good. Tobias chapter 5. Young Tobias, seeking a guide for his journey, the angel Raphael, in shape of a man, undertaketh this office. Then Tobias answered his father, and said, I will do all things, father, which thou hast commanded me. But how I shall get this money, I cannot tell. He knoweth not me, and I know not him. What token shall I give him? Nor did I ever know the way which leadeth thither. Then his father answered him, and said, I have a note of his hand with me, which when thou shalt show him, he will presently pay it. But go now, and seek thee out some faithful man, to go with thee for his hire, that thou mayest receive it while I yet live. Then Tobias going forth, found a beautiful young man, standing girded, as it were, ready to walk. And not knowing that he was an angel of God, he saluted him, and said, From whence art thou, good young man? But he answered, Of the children of Israel. And Tobias said to him, Knowest thou the way that leadeth to the country of the Medes? And he answered, I know it, and I have often walked through all the ways thereof, and I have abode with Gabalus our brother, who dwelleth at Rages, a city of the Medes, which is situate in the mount of Ecbatana. And Tobias said to him, Stay for me, I beseech thee, till I tell these same things to my father. Then Tobias, going in, told all these things to his father. Upon which his father, being in admiration, desired that he would come in unto him. So going in, he saluted him, and said, Joy be to thee always. And Tobias said, What manner of joy shall be to me, who sit in darkness, and not see the light of heaven? And the young man said to him, Be of good courage, thy cure from God is at hand. And Tobias said to him, Canst thou conduct my son to Gabalus at Rages, a city of the Medes? And when thou shalt return, I will pay thee thy hire. And the angel said to him, I will conduct him thither, and bring him back to thee. And Tobias said to him, I pray thee, tell me, of what family, or what tribe art thou? And Raphael the angel answered, Dost thou seek the family of him thou hirest, or the hired servant himself to go with thy son? But lest I should make thee uneasy, I am Azarias, son of the great Ananias. And Tobias answered, Thou art of a great family, but I pray thee, be not angry that I desire to know thy family. And the angel said to him, I will lead thy son safe, and bring him to thee again safe. And Tobias answering said, May you have a good journey, and God be with you in your way, and his angel accompany you. Then all things being ready that were to be carried in their journey, Tobias bade his father and his mother farewell, and they set out both together. And when they were departed, his mother began to weep, and to say, Thou hast taken the staff of our old age, and sent him away from us. I wish the money for which thou hast sent him had never been, for our poverty was sufficient for us, that we might account it as riches that we saw our son. And Tobias said to her, Weep not, our son will arrive thither safe, and will return safe to us, and thy eyes shall see him. For I believe that the good angel of God doth accompany him, and doth order all things well that are done about him, so that he shall return to us with joy. At these words his mother ceased weeping, and held her peace. Notes for verse 18, referring to Azarias. The angel took the form of Azarias, and therefore might call himself by the name of the man whom he personated. Azarias, in Hebrew, signifies the help of God, and Ananias, the grace of God. Tobias chapter 6. By the angel's advice, young Tobias taketh hold on a fish that assaulteth him, reserveth the heart, the gall, and the liver for medicines. They lodge at the house of Raguel, whose daughter Sarah, Tobias is to marry. She had before been married to 7 husbands, who were all slain by a devil. And Tobias went forward, and the dog followed him, and he lodged the first night by the river of Tigris. And he went out to wash his feet, and behold, a monstrous fish came up to devour him. And Tobias, being afraid of him, cried out with a loud voice, saying, Sir, he cometh upon me. And the angel said to him, Take him by the gill, and draw him to thee. And when he had done so, he drew him out upon the land, and he began to pant before his feet. Then the angel said to him, Take out the entrails of this fish, and lay up his heart, and his gall, and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines. And when he had done so, he roasted the flesh thereof, and they took it with them in the way. The rest they salted as much as might serve them, till they came to Rages, the city of the Medes. Then Tobias asked the angel, and said to him, I beseech thee, brother Azarias, tell me what remedies these things are good for, which thou hast bid me keep of the fish. And the angel, answering, said to him, If thou put a little piece of its heart upon coals, the smoke thereof driveth away all kind of devils, either from man or from woman, so that they can no more come to them. And the gall is good for anointing the eyes, in which there is a white speck, and they shall be cured. And Tobias said to him, Where wilt thou that we lodge? And the angel, answering, said, Here is one whose name is Raguel, a near kinsman of thy tribe, and he hath a daughter named Sarah, but he hath no son, nor any other daughter besides her. All his substance is due to thee, and thou must take her to wife. Ask her therefore of her father, and he will give her thee to wife. Then Tobias answered, and said, I hear that she hath been given to 7 husbands, and they all died. Moreover, I have heard that a devil killed them. Now I am afraid, lest the same thing should happen to me also. And whereas I am the only child of my parents, I should bring down their old age with sorrow to hell. Then the angel Raphael said to him, Hear me, and I will show thee who they are, over whom the devil can prevail. For they who in such manner receive matrimony, as to shut out God from themselves, and from their mind, and to give themselves to their lust, as the horse and mule, which have not understanding, over them the devil hath power. But thou, when thou shalt take her, go into the chamber, and for 3 days keep thyself continent from her, and give thyself to nothing else but to prayers with her. And on that night lay the liver of the fish on the fire, and the devil shall be driven away. But the second night thou shalt be admitted into the society of the holy patriarchs. And the third night thou shalt obtain a blessing, that sound children may be born of you. And when the third night is past, thou shalt take the virgin with the fear of the Lord, moved rather for love of children than for lust, that in the seed of Abraham thou mayest obtain a blessing in children. Notes for verses 8 through 19, referring to the heart, the gall, and the liver of the fish. God was pleased to give these things a virtue against those proud spirits, to make them, who affected to be like the Most High, subject to such mean corporal creatures as instruments of his power. Notes for verse 15, referring to hell, that is, to the place where the souls of the good were kept before the coming of Christ. Tobias chapter 7. They are kindly entertained by Raguel. Tobias demandeth Sarah to wife. And they went into Raguel, and Raguel received them with joy. And Raguel, looking upon Tobias, said to Anna his wife, How like is this young man to my cousin? And when he had spoken these words, he said, Whence are ye, young men, our brethren? But they said, We are of the tribe of Naphtali, of the captivity of Nineveh. And Raguel said to them, Do you know Tobias, my brother? And they said, We know him. And when he was speaking many good things of him, the angel said to Raguel, Tobias, concerning whom thou inquirest, is this young man's father. And Raguel went to him, and kissed him with tears, and weeping upon his neck, said, A blessing be upon thee, my son, because thou art the son of a good and most virtuous man. And Anna, his wife, and Sarah, their daughter, wept. And after they had spoken, Raguel commanded a sheep to be killed, and a feast to be prepared. And when he desired them to sit down to dinner, Tobias said, I will not eat nor drink here this day, unless thou first grant me my petition, and promise to give me Sarah thy daughter. Now when Raguel heard this, he was afraid, knowing what had happened to those seven husbands that went in unto her, and he began to fear lest it might happen to him also in like manner. And as he was in suspense and gave no answer to his petition, the angel said to him, Be not afraid to give her to this man, for to him who feareth God is thy daughter due to be his wife, therefore another could not have her. Then Raguel said, I doubt not, but God hath regarded my prayers and tears in his sight, and I believe he hath therefore made you come to me, that this maid might be married to one of her own kindred, according to the law of Moses. And now doubt not, but I will give her to thee. And taking the right hand of his daughter, he gave it into the right hand of Tobias, saying, The God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob be with you, and may he join you together, and fulfill his blessing in you. And taking paper, they made a writing of the marriage, and afterwards they made merry, blessing God. And Raguel called to him Anna his wife, and bade her to prepare another chamber. And she brought Sarah her daughter in thither, and she wept. And she said to her, Be of good cheer, my daughter. The Lord of heaven give thee joy for the trouble thou hast undergone. End of chapter 7. Chapter 8. Tobias burneth part of the fish's liver, and Raphael bindeth the devil. Tobias and Sarah pray. And after they had supped, they brought in the young man to her. And Tobias, remembering the angel's word, took out of his bag part of the liver, and laid it upon burning coals. Then the angel Raphael took the devil, and bound him in the desert of Upper Egypt. Then Tobias exhorted the virgin, and said to her, Sarah, arise, and let us pray to God today, and tomorrow, and the next day, because for these 3 nights we are joined to God, and when the 3rd night is over, we will be in our own wedlock. For we are the children of saints, and we must not be joined together like heathens that know not of God. So they both rose, and prayed earnestly, both together, that health might be given them. And Tobias said, Lord God of our fathers, may the heavens and the earth, and the sea, and the fountains, and the rivers, and all thy creatures that are in them, bless thee. Thou madest Adam of the slime of the earth, and gavest him Eve for a helper. And now, Lord, thou knowest that not for fleshly lust do I take my sister to wife, but only for the love of posterity, in which thy name may be blessed for ever and ever. Sarah also said, Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, and let us grow old both together in health. And it came to pass about the cock crowing, Raguel ordered his servants to be called for, and they went with him together to dig a grave. For he said, Lest perhaps it may have happened to him in like manner as it did to the other 7 husbands that went in unto her. And when they had prepared the pit, Raguel went back to his wife and said to her, Send one of thy maids, and let her see if he be dead, that I may bury him before it be day. So she sent one of her maidservants, who went into the chamber, and found them safe and sound, sleeping both together. And returning, she brought the good news, and Raguel and Anna his wife blessed the Lord, and said, We bless thee, O Lord God of Israel, because it hath not happened as we suspected. For thou hast shown thy mercy to us, and hast shut out from us the enemy that persecuted us. And thou hast taken pity upon 2 only children. Make them, O Lord, bless thee more fully, and to offer up to thee a sacrifice of thy praise, and of their health, that all nations may know that thou alone art God in all the earth. And immediately Raguel commanded his servants to fill the pit up they had made before it was day. And he spoke to his wife to make ready a feast, and prepare all kind of provisions that are necessary for such as go a journey. He caused also 2 fat kine and 4 wethers to be killed, and a banquet to be prepared for all his neighbors and all his friends. And Raguel adjured Tobias to abide with him 2 weeks, and of all things which Raguel possessed he gave 1/2 to Tobias, and made a writing that the half that remained should after their decease come also to Tobias. Tobias chapter 9. The angel Raphael goeth to Gabalus, receiveth the money, and bringeth him to the marriage. Then Tobias called the angel to him, whom he took to be a man, and said to him, Brother Azarias, I pray thee, hearken to my words. If I should give myself to be thy servant, I should not make a worthy return for thy care. However, I beseech thee, to take with thee beasts and servants, and to go to Gabalus, to Rages, the city of the Medes, and to restore to him his note of hand, and receive of him the money, and desire him to come to my wedding. For thou knowest that my father numbereth the days, and if I stay 1 day more, his soul will be afflicted. And indeed, thou seest how Raguel hath adjured me, whose adjuring I cannot despise. Then Raphael took 4 of Raguel's servants, and 2 camels, and went to Rages, the city of the Medes, and finding Gabalus, gave him his note of hand, and received of him all the money. And he told him concerning Tobias, the son of Tobias, all that had been done, and made him come with him to the wedding. And when he was come into Raguel's house, he found Tobias sitting at the table, and he leaped up, and they kissed each other, and Gabalus wept, and blessed God, and said, The God of Israel bless thee, because thou art the son of a very good and just man, and that feareth God, and doth alms deeds. And may a blessing come upon thy wife, and upon your parents. And may you see your children, and your children's children, unto the 3rd and 4th generation. And may your seed be blessed by the God of Israel, who reigneth for ever and ever. And when all had said Amen, they went to the feast, but the marriage feast they celebrated also with the fear of the Lord. Tobias chapter 10. The parents lament the long absence of their son Tobias. He sets out to return. But Tobias made longer stay upon occasion of the marriage. Tobias his father was solicitous, saying, Why thinkest thou doth my son tarry, or why is he detained there? Is Gabalus dead, thinkest thou, and no man will pay him the money? And he began to be exceedingly sad, both he and Anna his wife with him. And they began both to weep together, because their son did not return to them on the day appointed. But his mother wept and was quite disconsolate, and said, Woe, woe is me, my son! Why did we send thee to go to a strange country, the light of our eyes, the staff of our old age, the comfort of our life, the hope of our posterity? We, having all things together in thee alone, ought not to have let thee go from us. And Tobias said to her, Hold thy peace, and be not troubled. Our son is safe. That man with whom we sent him is very trusty. But she could by no means be comforted, but daily running out looked round about, and went into all the ways by which there seemed any hope he might return, that she might, if possible, see him coming afar off. But Raguel said to his son-in-law, Stay here, and I will send a messenger to Tobias thy father, that thou art in health. And Tobias said to him, I know that my father and mother now count the days, and their spirit is grievously afflicted within them. And when Raguel had pressed Tobias with many words, and he by no means would hearken to him, he delivered Sarah unto him, and half of all his substance in manservants and womanservants, and cattle, and camels, and in kine, and in much money, and sent him away safe and joyful from him, saying, The angel of the Lord be with you in your journey, and bring you through safe, and that you may find all things well about your parents, and my eyes may see your children before I die. And the parents, taking their daughter, kissed her, and let her go, admonishing her to honor her father and mother-in-law, to love her husband, to take care of the family, to govern the house, and to behave herself irreprehensibly. Tobias chapter 11. Tobias anointeth his father's eyes with the fish's gall, and he recovereth his sight. And as they were returning, they came to Charon, which is in the midway to Nineveh, the 11th day. And the angel said, Brother Tobias, thou knowest how thou didst leave thy father. If it please thee, therefore, let us go before, and let the family follow softly after us, together with thy wife and with the beasts. And as this, their going pleased him, Raphael said to Tobias, Take with thee of the gall of the fish, for it will be necessary. So Tobias took some of that gall and departed. But Anna sat beside the way daily, on the top of a hill, from whence she might see afar off. And while she watched his coming from that place, she saw him afar off, and presently perceived it was her son coming. And returning, she told her husband, saying, Behold, thy son cometh! And Raphael said to Tobias, As soon as thou shalt come into thy house, forthwith adore the Lord thy God, and giving thanks to him, go to thy father, and kiss him, and immediately anoint his eyes with this gall of the fish, which thou carriest with thee. For be assured that his eyes shall be presently opened, and thy father shall see the light of heaven, and shall rejoice in the sight of thee. Then the dog, which had been with them in the way, ran before, and coming as if he had brought the news, showed his joy by his fawning and wagging his tail. And his father that was blind, rising up, began to run, stumbling with his feet, and giving a servant his hand, went to meet his son, and receiving him, kissed him, as did also his wife, and they began to weep for joy. And when they had adored God and given him thanks, they sat down together. Then Tobias, taking of the gall of the fish, anointed his father's eyes. And he stayed for about half an hour, and a white skin began to come out of his eyes, like the skin of an egg. And Tobias took hold of it, and drew it from his eyes, and recovered his sight. And they glorified God, both he and his wife, and all that knew him. And Tobias said, I bless thee, O Lord God of Israel, because thou hast chastised me, and thou hast saved me, and behold, I see Tobias, my son. And after 7 days Sarah his son's wife and all the family arrived safe, and the cattle, and the camels, and an abundance of money of his wife's, and that money also which he had received from Gabalus. And he told his parents all the benefits of God, which he had done to him by the man that conducted him. And Achior and Naboth, the kinsmen of Tobias, came, and congratulating with him for all the good things that God had done for him. And for 7 days they feasted and rejoiced, all with great joy. Notes for verse 9, referring to the dog. This may seem a very minute circumstance to be recorded in sacred history, but as we learn from our Savior in St. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, there are iotas and tittles in the Word of God, that is to say, things that appear minute, but which have indeed a deep and mysterious meaning in them. Tobias chapter 12. Raphael maketh himself known. Then Tobias called to him his son, and said to him, What can we give to this holy man that is come with thee? Tobias answering, said to his father, Father, what wages shall we give him, or what can be worthy of his benefits? He conducted me, and brought me safe again. He received the money of Gabalus, he caused me to have my wife, and he chased from her the evil spirit. He gave joy to her parents. Myself he delivered from being devoured by the fish. Thee also he hath made to see the light of heaven, and we are filled with all good things through him. What can we give him sufficient for these things? But I beseech thee, my father, to desire him, that he would vouchsafe to accept of one half of all things that have been brought. So the father and the son calling him, took him aside, and began to desire him that he would vouchsafe to accept of half of all things that they had brought. Then he said to them secretly, Bless ye the God of heaven, give glory to him in the sight of all that live, because he hath shown his mercy to you. For it is good to hide the secret of a king, to reveal and confess the works of God. Prayer is good with fasting and alms, more than to lay up treasures of gold. For alms delivereth from death, and the same is that which purgeth away sins, and maketh to find mercy and life everlasting. But they that commit sin and iniquity are enemies to their own soul. I discover then the truth unto you, and I will not hide the secret from you. When thou didst pray with tears, and didst bury the dead, and didst leave thy dinner, and hide the dead by day in thy house, and bury them at night, I offered thy prayer to the Lord. And because thou wast acceptable to God, it was necessary that temptation should prove thee. And now the Lord hath sent me to heal thee, and to deliver Sarah, thy son's wife, from the devil. For I am the angel Raphael, one of the seven, who stand before the Lord. And when they had heard these sayings, they were troubled, and being seized with fear, they fell upon the ground on their face. And the angel said to them, Peace be to you, fear not. For when I was with you, I was there by the will of God. Bless ye him, and sing praises to him. I seemed indeed to eat and to drink with you, but I use an invisible meat and drink, which cannot be seen by men. It is time, therefore, that I return to him that sent me. But bless ye God, and publish all his wonderful works. And when he had said these things, he was taken from their sight, and they could see him no more. Then they, lying prostrate for 3 hours upon their face, blessed God, and rising up, they told all his wonderful works. Tobias chapter 13. Tobias the father praiseth God, exhorting all Israel to do the same, prophesieth the restoration and better state of Jerusalem. And Tobias the elder, opening his mouth, blessed the Lord, and said, Thou art great, O Lord, for ever, and thy kingdom is unto all ages. For thou scourgest, and thou savest, thou leadest down to hell, and bringest up again, and there is none that can escape thy hand. Give glory to the Lord, ye children of Israel, and praise him in the sight of the Gentiles, because he hath therefore scattered you among the Gentiles, who know not him, that you may declare his wonderful works, and make them know that there is no other almighty God besides him. He hath chastised us for our iniquities, and he will save us for his own mercy. See then what he hath done with us, and with fear and trembling give ye glory to him, and extol the external King of worlds in your works. As for me, I will praise him in the land of my captivity, because he hath shown his majesty toward a sinful nation. Be converted, therefore, ye sinners, and do justice before God, believing that he will show his mercy to you, and I and my soul will rejoice in him. Bless ye the Lord, all his elect, keep days of joy, and give glory to him. Jerusalem, city of God, the Lord hath chastised thee for the works of thy hands. Give glory to the Lord for thy good things, and bless the God eternal that he may rebuild his tabernacle in thee, and may call back all the captives to thee, and thou mayest rejoice for ever and ever. Thou shalt shine with a glorious light, and all the ends of the earth shall worship thee. Nations from afar shall come to thee, and shall bring gifts, and shall adore the Lord in thee, and shall esteem thy land as holy. For they shall call upon the great name in thee. They shall be cursed that shall despise thee, and they shall be condemned that shall blaspheme thee. And blessed shall they be that shall build thee up. But thou shalt rejoice in thy children, because they shall all be blessed, and shall be gathered together to the Lord. Blessed are all they that love thee, and that rejoice in thy peace. My soul bless the Lord, because the Lord our God hath delivered Jerusalem, his city, from all her troubles. Happy shall I be if there shall remain of my seed to see the glory of Jerusalem. The gates of Jerusalem shall be built of sapphire and of emerald, and all the walls thereof round about of precious stones. All its streets shall be paved with white and clean stones, and Alleluia shall be sung in its streets. Blessed be the Lord who hath exalted it, and may he reign over it for ever and ever. Amen. Notes for verse 11, referring to Jerusalem. What is prophetically delivered here, and in the following chapter with relation to Jerusalem, is partly to be understood of the rebuilding of the city after the captivity, and partly of the spiritual Jerusalem, which is the Church of Christ and the eternal Jerusalem in heaven. Tobias chapter 14. Old Tobias dieth at the age of 102 years, after exhorting his son and grandsons to piety, foreshowing that Nineveh shall be destroyed and Jerusalem rebuilt. The younger Tobias returneth with his family to Raguel, and dieth happily as he had lived. And the words of Tobias were ended, and after Tobias was restored to his sight, he lived 42 years, and saw the children of his grandchildren. And after he had lived 102 years, he was buried honorably in Nineveh. For he was 56 years old when he lost the sight of his eyes, and 60 when he recovered it again. And the rest of his life was in joy, and with great increase of the fear of God he departed in peace. And at the hour of his death he called unto him his son Tobias and his children, 7 young men, his grandsons, and said to them, The destruction of Nineveh is at hand, for the word of the Lord must be fulfilled, and our brethren that are scattered abroad from the land of Israel shall return to it, and all the land thereof that is desert shall be filled with people, and the house of God which is burnt in it shall again be rebuilt, and all that fear God shall return thither. And the Gentiles shall leave their idols, and shall come into Jerusalem, and shall dwell in it. And all the kings of the earth shall rejoice in it, adoring the King of Israel. Hearken therefore, my children, to your father. Serve the Lord in truth, and seek to do the things that please him. And command your children that they do justice and alms deeds, and that they be mindful of God, and bless him at all times in truth, and with all their power. And now, children, hear me, and do not stay here, but as soon as you shall bury your mother by me in one sepulchre, without delay direct your steps to depart hence. For I see that its iniquity will bring it to destruction. And it came to pass that after the death of his mother, Tobias departed out of Nineveh with his wife and children and children's children, and returned to his father and mother-in-law. And he found them in health in a good old age, and he took care of them, and he closed their eyes. And all the inheritance of Raguel's house came to him, and he saw his children's children to the 5th generation. And after he had lived 99 years in the fear of the Lord, with joy they buried him. And all his kindred and all his generation continued in good life and in holy conversation, so that they were acceptable both to God and to men, and to all that dwelt in the land. End of the book of Tobias.